Quill Tree Books and Harper Audio present Yusuf Azim is Not a Hero by Sadia Faruqi. Performed by Vikas Adam. One. You suck. The paper lay face up on the locker floor. White-lined notebook paper. Black ink. Yusuf blinked and read it again. You suck. He wasn't sure if the paper was meant for him or was left over by the last person to use locker 130A. He looked at the other kids walking around, smiling and high-fiving. The student lockers in the south hallway of Frey Middle School were painted blue. Not a light sky blue, which everyone knew was for babies, but a deep grayish blue. A color that announced, "Welcome to middle school," without being cheesy. Just a few seconds ago, Yusuf had been thrilled at opening his locker for the first time. Lockers were for big kids. They meant something more than storage. They meant you were old enough. He'd been grinning as he'd spun the dial carefully to make sure he got the numbers right. 7020. Easy. He'd already memorized the combination written on the class schedule he'd been emailed the night before. That was also a middle school thing, apparently. An email account from the school where he'd now get school announcements directly. His username was Yusuf_Azim, it said on the schedule, right next to the locker code. Yusuf Azim, son of the famous Muhammad Azim from A to Z Dollar Store on Marbury Street. And now this. He pushed his glasses higher up his nose. Then he looked down and studied the inside of the locker. You suck. The paper made everything go quiet, like a movie suddenly on mute. He bent his head and studied the paper the way he studied a new Lego instruction manual. The K had a flourish that turned into a long, straight line. The Y had a curl, as if the writer had tried to learn cursive but had given up. His breathing slowed. The hair on the back of his neck bristled. What should he do? Only for a minute, though. Someone jostled his side lightly as they passed. The world began to move again. Yusuf let out his breath in a whoosh. He decided the paper was a mistake. Students were streaming into the gym from the hallways, their faces bent to their schedules to figure out where to go. Nobody could have decided he sucked in the 10 minutes since the school bell rang. It had to be a mistake. Middle school was going to be awesome. He knew that 2021 was going to be his year. Cafeteria food, Chromebooks, robotics club, this blue-gray locker. And most important, the annual Texas robotics competition. Yusuf couldn't wait for things to get started. He'd been preparing for the TRC his entire life. It was time for life to get interesting. Principal Williamson was short and energetic, with bouncy brown hair tied in a ponytail and her face thick with makeup that shone under the gym lights. She wore a silky blue jumpsuit with sequins on the collar and held a microphone in her hands like a DJ. At least, that was what Yusuf thought DJs dressed like. You needed to go to Houston or Austin for an actual concert, and Amma and Abba would faint if he ever suggested it. Good Muslim kids didn't go to concerts, they'd say, frowning with disappointment. Daniel had found a space on the floor all the way in the far corner of the gym. Over here! He waved to Yusuf. Yusuf sank down into the empty spot next to his best friend. Why didn't you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?